Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Roger. Randy, it's always great to be in studio as we answer your questions as they come in from all around the world. The number to dial to get your questions answered live on the broadcast today is always 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. All this month, we are featuring two resources that are revolutionary. One of them is actually called Revolutionary. It's the film, it's the DVD, and it is an absolute must-see. The star of Revolutionary is the revolutionary himself, Michael Behe. He was he was someone that didn't want to start a revolution, but revolution came to him, he embraced it, and the revolution that he started is depicted in this film. I mean, you think about the Dover case, for example. Many people familiar with this case. But the idea here is that it is absolutely unthinkable to teach intelligent design in the public school system. To do so would be to follow truth wherever it leads. And that is thought to be anathema. And one might think, how absurd is that? But a judge watches inherit the wind, makes a ruling as a result of cobbled together statements from the ACLU. He doesn't even correct their mistakes in his cobbling together. And this judge becomes a folk hero. Cult-like status, cover of Time magazine, New York Times. Why? Because we are no longer allowed to follow truth wherever it leads. Rather, we are to walk lockstep together in the academy. Don't confuse me with the facts. We have a dogma. That dogma may be illogical. It may fly in the face of the facts, but the dogma is the dogma. Don't disturb me. Well, revolutionary, it upset the whole house of cards. The film available for those who support the ministry all this month, along with a book titled Darwin's House of Cards, written by Tom Bethel. And this book, by the way, he was the he served as the Washington editor for Harper's. He was a contributing editor of Washington Monthly. And if you ever read him, he's got many other accolades, but if you've ever read him, I mean, he's just fun to read. He's flat out fun to read. So we have both of these books available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, or outreaches around the world. And let me say this. I think it is critical that people have this kind of information in their hands because the issue of origins is not an apologetic issue. It is the apologetic issue. How one views their origins will inevitably determine how they live their life. If you think you're a function of random chance, you arose from the primordial slime, you're going to live your life in a different way than if you know you are created in the image of God and therefore accountable to Him. So this is an issue of transcendent importance. You know, you think about what Darwin's bulldog once boasted. He said that in the evolutionary schema, there is no need or room for God. And therefore, we relegated God to pure mythology. And what did that do for us? Well, we had the sovereignty of self replacing the sovereignty of God. We now become autonomous. We decide what is true and what is not true based on the size and scope of the latest lobby group. And then we had the sexual revolution. And I love the candor of those who were at the forefront of the sexual revolution, at least at the beginning. You get rid of God, and you can live according to your own sexual preferences. You can change human anthropology. You can have gender fluidity. I just saw an article the other day. You can now have females passing on the right of giving birth to males. We live in an upside-down world, but once we had the sexual revolution, this was the inevitable result. When God is relegated to the faint and disappearing smile of the Cheshire Cat and Alice in Wonderland, everything becomes permissible. And then, of course, we had survival of the fittest, which led to atrocities like eugenics. I often think that right now, as I am speaking, the state in which I reside, North Carolina, is paying reparations for eugenics, which postulated that the unfit were infecting the gene pool with their unfit genes, and as a result of that, evolution was not progressing like it should. So what is the solution? Well, we sterilize the unfit. And who decides who is unfit? Well, at that particular epoch in time, I mean, this is in the shadow of the ghastly consequences of Second World War and the death camps in Nazi Germany. Who decides? Well, in America, we were deciding it was blacks and Jews and people that had Down syndrome, anyone that had a malady. Because how can evolution progress with these unfit genes in the gene pool? And you say, well, this had to be pretty fringe. No, it was not fringe. It was legislated in blue states from California to New York. It was propped up by prestigious universities, Stanford, Harvard. And the list goes on. It was funded by, think about this, the Rockefeller Foundation and many other foundations, name brands in our culture. Hardly fringe. But this is the problem. This is precisely the problem. When you cannot think critically, when you're not allowed to have discussion in the university setting, these kinds of atrocities become inevitable consequences. So what do? Curse the darkness or light a lamp in the midst of the gathering storm? I say what we must do is light a lamp in the midst of the gathering storm. How do we do that? We equip people. We got to think about these things. So, for people that don't like to read, revolutionary, spellbinding. I mean, here you have what I love about this particular film. I got to tell you, Behe is a genius. I mean, he's a very humble, in many ways, ordinary genius. But he is a genius nonetheless. Why? Because he has been able to take simple things that all of us can relate to, and he's been able to use those simple illustrations as just obvious ways in which we see that the evolutionary paradigm simply does not equate to reality. And he has done that in spades in Revolutionary. Again, it is available for those who support the ministry. And if you have seen any of the Illustria Media films, this is sort of the same genre. It doesn't preach as much as it teaches. You start watching it and you go, yeah, I mean, how did I ever buy into this dogma to begin with? Kind of like people that once said, how did I ever buy into eugenics? I mean, this is a ghastly theory. How could I even think? It's like people that bought into slavery or bought slaves. How could we ever think about doing such a thing when people are created in the image and likeness of God? We've got the same thing going on right now. Anthropology has been turned on its head, and we no longer see the stamp of God, the imago Dei, the image and likeness of God. And that has made all the difference in the world. Now, do we think that evolution is one of these bastions that can never fall? Well, just think about the wall separating East and West Germany. That wall fell. And I predict that in the age in which we live, in fact, Bethel actually makes this point in the book, if I recall correctly, we no longer live in an age where everything comes down to the information disseminated by intellectuals in the ivory tower. We no longer live in an age where you can only get your dose of reality by reading Time magazine or Scientific Discovery. We live in an age now in which information is communicated through digital media platforms. This is an age in which information is getting out. Now, the problem with digital media platforms is it's a double-edged sword, which is to say that, as I've said so many times on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on. So unless you learn discernment skills, even though there's lots of information being disseminated, how are you going to know what's true, what's not true? You have to develop the skill. Not only that, this is why we put the good housekeeping seal of approval on materials and put them into your hands so you learn discernment skills. This is why we have equip.org, where the materials that are listed there, that can be found there, that can be resourced there, are dependable materials. All of that to say, for those who support the ministry all this month, Darwin's House of Cards is like a piece of gold that we're giving you. And we're giving that to those who are supporting the ministry and have the double pleasure of not only reading a great resource, but transforming lives of people all around the world. And the same thing is true with Revolutionary. You'll love it. Watch it with your kids if you have kids. Watch it with friends if you have friends. This ought to be a staple for every Christian listening to my voice right now. We have these resources available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org, or simply write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or talk to one of our resource consultants, standing by, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Also want to mention, when you go to the web at equip.org, you will find not only our broadcast, live and archived, but our podcast. The podcast, Hank Unplugged. And we have so many editions of Hank Unplugged up there on the web right now. So wherever you consume your favorite iTunes, could be one of those places, wherever you consume your favorite podcasts, Take an opportunity to listen to Hank Unplugged. I think you'll love it. I'm bringing some of the brightest minds to you, and you'll be privy to the conversations. Hank Unplugged, find it on the web at equip.org as well. And again, please stand with this ministry shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-ASK-HANK. And of course, in the third segment of the broadcast, quote of the day, you'll love this one. Stay tuned for that. And I want to thank everybody standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for truth for doing that very thing. You're making a difference all around the world, not over time, but also for eternity. We'll be right back, so please don't touch that dial.
Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads. This film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive your copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day, or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads. This film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. In this case, the revolution has been televised. Revolutionary tells the story of Michael Behe's transformation from mild-mannered biochemist to orthodoxy-challenging revolutionary. It also explores the rise of the broader intelligent design movement in biology, the attempt to silence supporters of intelligent design in federal court, and the eventual vindication of the ideas of Professor Behe and others during the last decade. It's time to think critically and stand up to the unscientific status quo. Are you ready to join Michael Behe and be a revolutionary? To receive your copy of the DVD, Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines, as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, revolutionary as well, Darwin's House of Cards. As we've mentioned a few times, Darwinism was once a well-fortified castle with elaborate towers and with moats and with battlements. And it remained in that condition for well over 100 years. Today, however, this theory, this low-grade hypothesis, more closely resembles a house of cards built out of the flimsy icons out of which it's constructed, not hard evidence, and liable to blow away in the slightest breeze. Darwin's House of Cards, by the ever-quotable Tom Bechtel, one of the two resources available for those who support the ministry all this month. I do want to quickly remind people of Hank Unplugged, the podcast. We have many editions up on the web at equip.org, and a newest one that is now going to be available this week, where I actually host Middle East expert Raymond Ibrahim. Yeah, and we discuss the stark reality of Islamic issues faced by a world that is in crisis. And not the least of these issues is Muslim genocide and persecution of Christians. We talk about how the West is actively undermining itself, self-aborting, if you will. We talk about the aberration of labeling Islam as one of the three Abrahamic faiths, the difference between Muhammad and Christ. We set the record straight on the difference between jihad and crusade. We even talk about the U.S. hypocrisy in dealing with Saudi Arabia. They're the drug pushers, and we don't tell as consumers on our drug pushers. We talk about the Islamic tyranny against women, the danger of taking controversial stands for truth, and much, much more. Again, drip, drip, genocide, Muslim persecution of Christians. It is the new podcast wherever you consume your favorite podcasts, including equip.org. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Glenn in St. Louis, Missouri. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Hank. I really was captivated by your thoughts on eugenics as far as, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, that was one of her big pushes as far as to weed out the unfit, so she said.
That's absolutely right, by the way. I'm glad you brought that up.
I could talk a little bit more about it, but there's one of those sinners down the block here. But I wanted to ask you about, do you know anything about a fellow by the name of Merlin R. Carruthers?
Yeah, I had a vague recollection of him. He was an Army chaplain, a Methodist pastor. He was an author of a very, very popular book. I don't know how many it sold, but it may have been millions of copies, Prison to Praise. I think in total, he was a best-selling author. And he focused primarily as we recall, the Christian Research Institute on helping suffering people, especially prisoners, to gain peace in the midst of adversity. And he emphasized giving thanks and praise to God in all things. So my recollection of him is a fairly positive one. Although, again, I forget exactly how long ago he wrote, but these books are going back a fair bit.
Okay. All righty. Okay. I appreciate it, Hank. Thank you. I really respect your comments.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. And again, the number to dial to get your questions answered live on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, 888-ASK, Hank, numerically 888-275-4265. I do want to take a Facebook question. It comes in from Donald, and Donald writes, Hank, I am praying for you. My wife and I are Roman Catholic and now attend a Bible church. We're wondering if it's okay to take communion at home together nightly, as the Bible church rarely provides it, and as our love of Jesus is very important to us. I mean, that is an incredible question. And I'm glad I have an opportunity to address that question on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, especially in a culture in which there are mega church pastors today who are telling you to take communion at home. And realize that if you take communion over and over again, even multiple times a day in the privacy of your own home, then you're going to receive what communion is meant to give you, and that is healing for your body. I kid you not. Megachurch pastors are communicating that message to tens of thousands of gullible Christians who have completely forgotten the meaning of communion, which is actually given away by the very word. Because when you become a Christian, what happens is you become part of a communion. You become part of a fellowship of Christians, of believers. You take up your cross, you daily follow Christ, and you do so in community. We communicate the creeds in community. We contribute in community within the community of faith. And we partake of communion in community, because community not only allows us to experience union with God, but union with one another. So the idea of taking communion apart from the community of faith is decidedly unbiblical. So the fact that the Bible church is not taking communion seriously doesn't mean that you should now look for a stopgap measure, but rather, I think it's time to recognize the need to find a church that does take this seriously. Now, that doesn't mean you have to necessarily change churches, but this might be something that becomes a wonderful topic of conversation between yourself and your pastor, where you talk about the biblical significance of the Thanksgiving meal. Or as they said in Roman Catholicism, I think you said you were once a Roman Catholic, as they call it in Roman Catholicism, Mass, which means mission. It may be good just to talk about the necessity to take communion on a more frequent basis, and then to take it in a biblical manner. Now, there are certainly differences of opinion on how communion should be participated in. I mean, we see that at the Reformation period. You have Zwingli saying, if you take communion on a regular basis and if you think about it as more than simply a remembrance or a memorial, then you're guilty of a horrific sin, which is bread worship. And Luther's saying, no, that's not true. In fact, I agree with the papists on this point. This is the real presence of Christ, and therefore should be taken very, very seriously and taken regularly. I think this is a discussion that ought to be had in the body of Christ. Now, this is not something that anyone can pontificate to you, but it is something that you can research for yourself by getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into you. But I would tell you on a personal level, this is beyond a doubt a significant issue. Our Lord's words offer the clearest and most profound biblical understanding of the living power inherent in the real presence of Christ. When we partake of the mystical supper instituted by our Lord, we live in Him, He lives in us. When we do not, we have no life. I can't help but think that the words of the Lord are pretty emphatic in this regard. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. It's like if you're not attached to the vine. How can you have life in you? A transcendently important issue, and I think, Christina, an issue that everyone ought to at least grapple with.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, it's just one of those things when you focus when you're not focusing on the church, on community, that's what happens. Church, now even communion is being seen in a consumerist fashion. The church was now seen in a consumerist fashion, and they're trying to bring people in, but they're not discipling people. They're not bringing people into communities. They're just trying to get more people saved. But like, if it's just, you know, like what you say, it's not just about the port of salvation. It's about what's beyond that. And people are just stopping at, oh, we got more numbers. And, well, they don't really want to come to church on Sunday. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to make it okay for them to do it at home. And so, well, then why not have a Facebook community then, if that's the point? I mean, churches are making it easier and easier for things like Facebook to creep in and steal community.
Yeah, when the church is not doing what the church does. Is supposed to do exactly, then someone's going to, or something is going to rush in to fill the vacuum. That's a great contribution you just made. That's absolutely true. We are coming to station break, a little long-winded today, we're coming to station break, but these are important issues that need to be discussed. They're not peripheral issues. These are very, very significant issues. Again, the resources available for those who support the ministry all this month, Revolutionary. Get it if you don't have it available for those who support the ministry. Please be generous. We're in the summer doldrums. July is typically a horrible financial month. We can change that this year as people support the ministry prayerfully and financially. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. And we're going to be back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as the quote of the day. You don't want to miss that. And more answers to your questions. So please do stay tuned for all of that. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to join the revolution? The DVD Revolutionary documents the journey of biochemist Michael Behe as he challenges the scientific establishment on new discoveries illuminating the limitations of Darwinism. Learn what led Dr. Behe to his famous discoveries, how those opposed to his ideas tried to kill them in court, how Behe's ideas have been vindicated by science during the past decade, and how his ideas have led to a growing movement for a new approach to biology. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return right after this.
God spoken.
Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads, this film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. In a brilliantly produced documentary film on DVD from the Discovery Institute titled Revolutionary, Professor Michael Behe, a distinguished biochemist and recognized leader in the intelligent design movement, pokes serious holes in Darwinism with trailblazing insights into irreducible complexity. You might be asking, what is irreducible complexity? It is a concept clearly explained in Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This DVD will show you exactly why Darwin's theory is well past its prime. To receive a copy of the DVD, Revolutionary, as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And the quote of the day, ironically, comes from Charles Darwin himself. A great example that all truth is God's truth, Charles Darwin said this: a fair result can be obtained only by fully stating and balancing the facts and the arguments on both sides of each question. Another way of putting that is that if you present all of the evidence on one side of the ledger, and you repress all of the evidence on the other side of the ledger, we might call that, well, a form of brainwashing as opposed to education. And unfortunately, that's precisely what is happening in academia. And it is also precisely why we are so fervent about presenting this issue or the other side of the coin to our listeners. Because I will tell you, and you talked about this, Christina, on last week's broadcast, you talked about how kids go to school, they're totally unprepared for what is going to accost them there. So if we don't give kids the ammunition, they're going to think, wow, all I've heard is one side of the story. That must mean there's no other side of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and I did that with my students in Hong Kong. I was very, because I had some students that weren't Christian, and so I was very clear with them. One, ask me questions. Two, challenge what I say. And I also created my curriculum so that it had other perspectives in it, so that they wouldn't just see the Christian answer, but also the a Buddhist answer or a Muslim answer, so that they would see kind of just this depth of information, because they're going to get it anyway. They're going to get it on the internet. So, and they're going to be able to challenge what I say. So there's a motive for me to get it right and to convey it to them in a way that makes sense, so they don't just see it for themselves and kind of get lost.
And one of the great things about that is you see that Christianity does always stand up well in the arena of ideas.
Mm-hmm. No, that's, yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I get afraid of reading stuff because I'm like, oh, what if we're wrong? You know, what if, I mean, that's one of my fears. I get this existential fear that I'm wrong and that God, what if the God doesn't exist? But I know that if I don't look and if I don't see from different sources, then why even look at all?
That's an interesting perspective. I've thought about that oftentimes. I mean, and this is one of the reasons I've often taught that apologetics is not only pre-evangelism. God using our well-reasoned answer as a springboard or an opportunity to share the grace and truth and love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart, but it's also post-evangelism. And I think this is to your point, post-evangelism in the sense of the pillar and post that you can cling to when the waves and winds of doubt beat upon your house of faith. And that happens to Christians, and I think the fact that you actually said that is healthy for people to hear. There are times in the Christian experience that you wonder, is what I have given my life to, what I'm giving my resources, my time and talent to, is this really true? Is this really true? Now, some people listening to our voices would say, how could any Christian ever think that? Well, this is part of reality. And then what you do is you go back to those pillars and posts. God, I mean, this is one of the reasons we are presenting Revolutionary and Darwin's House of Cards. You go back to the pillars and posts. God created the universe. There's no way you can say in an age of scientific enlightenment that nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and that the life that comes from non-life produces morals. It doesn't make any sense. It takes more faith to believe that than to believe that in the beginning God. I mean, every effect has to have a cause equal to or greater than itself. And then you go back to that pillar and post of Christ's incarnation and resurrection. Does Paul say, simply believe this? No. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he gives us a four-part argument, and he says, if this is not true, if this doesn't substantiate your faith, well, then just eat and drink and be merry, because tomorrow you die. He says, your faith is futile, you're still dead in your sins, and then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. So if only for this life you have hope in Christ, you are to be pitied. And then you start looking at whether or not the Bible is a reliable authority. These are the pillars and posts, and you go back to those and you say, yes, what I've given my life to is substantive. It's not blind faith, it's faith in irrefutable evidence.
Yes, and this goes back to what Pastor or Father Steve was talking about on Sunday. We choose to believe these things. It's not like we don't have evidence for it. I mean, if you read the Creation Answer book or Has God Spoken, you lay out the evidence for Scripture as well as for what we believe. But there are some things that, like you say, dwell in the land of antinomy, and that's so that we do not idolize it. One of those purposes is probably so that we do not idolize Scripture or these things that aren't God, but that we have the temptation to replace God with. And to your point about how it's okay to doubt, I mean, I've been reading Job, actually, because you've been dwelling on it, so I've been wanting to do that too. And I mean, he doesn't doubt God, but God can take our, I mean, he does, I don't know, but God can take our criticism, God can take our anger, God can handle it. And I mean, like when you read Psalms or Lamentations or all of these scriptures and passages in Scripture where you're like, God, where are you? You know, God wants to hear us. He wants to have us call out to him.
He already knows what we're thinking.
Yeah. So I think that's just a healthy encouragement that it's okay and there's nothing wrong with you. I mean, I doubt, everyone does. It's just part of the human condition.
Yeah, and so as you're mentioning, Father Steve said that once you experience God, then you know on a completely different level, right? You now not only know, but you know. You now not only understand, but you understand. I sometimes liken this as Christ becoming more real to you than the very flesh upon your bones. You know, I've wanted to answer a question for a long time, and finally it's come in. And this question comes in from Lynn. And yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, please someone ask me this question, and she did. She happens to be a longtime listener, and she writes, I would like to ask if you believe that when we become born again, as Jesus articulated to Nicodemus, that the Holy Spirit literally comes inside and takes his residence in a real, spiritual, supernatural way. And I actually wrote about this. I think I wrote about this in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, right? I might have written about this in other places, but I point out that to say that the Holy Spirit is in you is not to point out where the Holy Spirit is physically located, but rather to acknowledge that you have come into an intimate personal relationship with the Holy Spirit through faith and repentance. In other words, the preposition in is not locational, it is relational. Now, there are a lot of examples that we can find for this in the Scriptures. Jesus says, "The Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Quite obviously, he is not speaking of physical location, but he's speaking of intimacy, of relationship. Now, I've said that to people, and they've thought, wow, that's not true. It's sort of like when I say to someone then, well, if it's not true, you say Jesus is in your heart. Does that mean he's in the left or the right ventricle? Does that mean that he's in the left side of your chest or the right side? Or, I mean, what does that really mean, Jesus? I mean, it's talking about intimacy of relationship. This is not a locational term, and this is part of the art and science of biblical interpretation. This is about figuring out how language works. And of course, to deny that the Holy Spirit is spatially locatable within us is not to deny that he is actively locatable within us. He's obviously working redemptively to conform us to the image of Christ. So this does not detract from our nearness to the Holy Spirit. In fact, the classical Christian view intensifies the intimacy of relationship to the Creator and this is just as important, the benefits of our redemption. So according to the Scriptures, and that is our rule for faith and practice, the Holy Spirit is not a physical being, and therefore to ask where the Holy Spirit is to confuse categories. Asking spatial questions about a being who does not have extension in space, well, that makes about as much sense as asking what the color blue tastes like. Again, it's a category mistake. And I think this is one of the things that people, and we're stressing all the time on the Bible Answer Man broadcast and through our ministry, people need to learn to think about this critically. Because if they don't, the world mocks a faith that is a caricature or a straw man, not the real thing.
I was reading, which book was it? I think it was Has God Spoken? And it's just, or no, maybe it was a Creation Answer book. With all of these things where scientists or Bart Ehrman go in and look at scripture in a way that it's not supposed to be looked at. It's like, if you're just going to look at it and take two sentences and not even try to look at the context, then I don't, like, you're just trying to find something to mess with. Like, you are really not understanding scripture. And I think that's why it's so important, why I've been convicted to try to mine over and choose scripture, because, you know, the more that you read it, the more that you see the parallels. Like, I saw one today where I was like, oh my gosh, does that relate to something in the New Testament? Because I saw a theme. But you're not going to be able to see the themes unless you read it. And if you don't read it, then you're going to get caught by these people that are saying these things because you're not understanding it. So I think that is something that's critically important. And that's why scripture is important. And that's why the church is important, because it helps gives us other people to bounce off our interpretations on. If we just do it ourselves, then it's just our own tree of good and evil.
And it becomes our own pope.
Yeah, we became our own pope.
We are out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We'll pray for you as you pray for us. Please stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. It's making the difference, a surpassing difference in the lives of people all around the world. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you a copy of the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. Just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads, this film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.
www.thedvdrevolutionary.org.